Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 180 of the Lost Levels podcast. I am Super Samus, your host, and today I am joined by, or with, Spider Staryu.
Hello, everyone.
Dark Boo.
Good afternoon, people.
Soul.
Do you like chips?
Okay, and we are continuing our look for a new Lost Level with Dario, our special guest this week.
Hello, everyone.
Yes, by the way, we are still doing that. We are still looking for a new Lost Level, so we really encourage you to sign up and join us for one of our episodes. Just one episode, just to see if you like it and to see how you do with us and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. But there are a few requirements just to keep in mind. You need to have Skype. You need to have a good microphone, good quality microphone. You also need to have Audacity. That is what we record with. And that includes the LAME encoder, which allows you to save as an MP3. So if you have those things, please take a chance and join us. You can contact us. What's our email?
Our email is thelostlevelsmpl@gmail.com. So
yes.
Please email us.
Yes, and please.
And if you got to delay your court hearing till next week so you can join, that's perfectly okay with us. Just give us a little heads up beforehand.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we'd rather not join someone who has to go to prison.
So. Yeah, exactly. So, you know,
keep that in mind. Oh, sorry about that, Dario. I know. Bailing your cousin out of prison.
No. Are you kidding?
Oh my gosh.
Second cousin? Sorry, I forgot.
No. I was traveling a lot during the summer.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah, that's why I couldn't join two of them.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, okay, we will get into that in what have you been doing, but right now we are going to do the main topic, and today we are talking about the worst Mario Party boards in the entire series. So everyone has picked three boards that they think are the worst, and we are just going to get into them and tell it like it is, essentially.
Well, correction, Dark Boo has seven.
Yes, I do. Ladies and gentlemen, I have seven boards that I'm going to refulfill.
Can you get the big one out of the way first?
They all substantially kill me.
Oh my goodness. So yes, we all have three. Okay. We mostly all have multitude. Three boards.
We all have three except for Boo Boo has seven.
Yes. We will all take one churn saying one board, and then we will keep rotating until we have gone through them all. So first, I'm going to go first. I am going to go with my third worst board in the entire series, which I picked Peach's Birthday Cake.
Sweet.
This board is extremely cheap. You always have the option of failing. So when you get to the Goomba Lottery or whatever it's called, one person will go to Bowser and will lose 20 coins. That's complete BS. Also, you have to pay 10 coins for the lottery. You lose 10 coins at the lottery?
Oh, wait, no, you mean at Bowser? Okay, yeah, you lose 20 coins. I'm
yes.
sorry.
So if you go to Bowser, you're going to lose 30 coins together, which, are you kidding me? The star doesn't move. You can pay a piranha plant to steal a star if you land on a space. BS. I mean, the board looks nice, but it sucks to play on, so I do not like it. I don't know if you guys enjoy this one, but I do not.
Well, last time I played on this board with Dark Boo and Super Zambazi, I lost a star at the last second to a computer, and I was so mad I could not even, like, be on Skype with them, because I was just literally... I took, like, a page out of Dark Boo's book. I was silent. There was no words.
Are you sure
no
about words. That? SZ did that, like, last week, didn't he? Wasn't Boo telling us a story?
What do you mean?
Boo and him were playing, right? And SZ just, like, hung up on the Skype call.
He did?
Yeah, wasn't
Oh, for
the
Smash
thing?
Brothers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he did that. But I didn't hang up. I was just silent.
You were just silent.
Yeah, but, looks-wise, the board's nice, but, yeah, this board is kind of annoying. I gotta admit.
it's like a supermodel. Looks beautiful, but has absolutely nothing going for it.
Dang. Yes. Okay. Oh my god. Okay, Saul hitting home. Oof. Oof. Oh.
Dario, what is your third least favorite board?
Oh, my third favorite. I'd have to say the one from Mario Party 5, Cavern Dream.
Pirate.
I was confused.
That sucks so much, and it reminds me of Yoshi. Man, that boy drives me crazy.
I saw what you did, Boo. I saw what you did.
It does.
You didn't even have to do that, but still, you just came out guns blazing.
It does. It gets on my nerves.
I know.
That's kind of sucks. That's like my favorite of the five or the seven boards from Mario Party 5. So
that case in point, why Boo has seven.
Yes.
Now six, because he done said them once. So now six.
But I have some from Mario Party 5 too.
Oh, then four.
I think SZ has one too.
Three.
Eliminate like a firing squad.
But Dark Boo, what is your third least favorite? Or I don't
minus,
know. Which number.
Minus all of the Mario Party 5. Yes, I have Pirate Dream as number one though.
Oh god. Oh my god.
Bonsai Build Mad Mountain pisses me off because it is so dull and boring. I just want to get it over with. It's no purpose. That board map alone has no purpose. There's only 14 spaces altogether on that damn board. There's no need for it. No one cares for it. The Bonsai Build only gets me more aggravated more than ever. The computer's pissing me off. I don't like the dice block. I don't so like the board map at all. I don't like it. It can go straight to the abyss. I don't love it. It's boring. You know me. If this, it's like Mario Party 1 all over again. So hell no, no, no tea, no shade. I don't want any of your shade. I don't, no, I don't like it.
No tea, no shade, no pink lemonade.
Yes.
Sour. Yeah, I think that one's like one of my least favorite of the Island Tour ones. And a lot of the Island Tour boards are, I think they have good foundations. They're not necessarily bad. But yeah, that one's like kind of eh.
Oh, I like that one. Star Studded Skyway, I believe. I like that one.
Eh. Staryu, third least favorite.
Spider Staryu. My third least favorite is DK's Treetop Temple. Now, I know some of you guys who played Mario Party 8, you like this board. And this board isn't inherently horrible, but it's just, the board is so dull, it has nothing going for it. It's like what Boo said before we... Yeah, true. Thank you, Boo. It's like what Boo said before we did the podcast. He said that, you know, this board is so basic. And it's true. Like, this, if you look at this board, what is so special about this board? Oh, it's DK themed? That's it? It doesn't even really... of course it feels DK themed. Duh, it's a jungle. But, like, it feels so basic. It doesn't really... I don't know. It's just... It's so uninteresting. It's a small board. It's uninteresting. It's... I don't like it. I think it's a really just basic, boring board. And a boring Mario Party is not a Mario Party. So, just clock and tea.
Wow. That's a phrase.
I think... Because I actually like this one quite a bit. And I think that might be because... Oh, Mario Party 8 does a lot of bad things, but I will give it credit where credit is due. It really changed up the way the boards are laid out and how they look. Like, this one has these giant block spaces, and I remember when the game was coming out. It's true, none of the games had it like this before. I remember when the game...
They're like tiles.
I guess. Giant...
They're like blocks. I remember as a kid, I thought they were blocks.
Yeah. I remember when the game was first coming out, before it came out, and there was, like, pictures and news on the game. Like, this stuff was really cool to see, because we've never seen a board like this before, and I think that just stuck with me, because it's so different. And I just like that style. I wish there were more boards like it. And it was, like, kind of, it was not flat. It was, like, up and down. I'm trying to look for the right word.
It was, like, there was ladders, there were ropes.
Yeah, it was, like, Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Altitude differed.
Mm-hmm. I still think it's boring, so.
I think you're boring.
Okay. Calm yourself down. All right, I'm not boring.
Am I next?
Yes. Yeah, you go next.
My number three. All of mine are based off of personal things, except for my number one. And mine were. I kind of got this. I don't mean to be that person, but I think everyone took all the really bad ones. So I have like, boards. I don't like Tycoon Town, and I know a lot of people actually like it, but I do not like playing that because it is very frustrating to me, and I am not very smart when it comes to keeping track of money. Shut up. Keeping track of money and stuff, and I do not like that one. It gets really frustrating, especially when the turn order is longer, and I don't like playing long games, but when I do, Tycoon Town is pretty much the one I avoid because I do not like fishing for stars, as I called it when I was really young. But when I was still in the womb, because I'm that young, guys. What was that game come out? 2008? I wasn't around.
2007, for your information.
Oh, yeah. I was not even existing yet. But I hated it.
Sounds about right. I actually love that board.
I know. I
love Tycoon Town. It's so much fun.
I love and I hate it because it is a fun board if I'm winning, but when I'm losing, which is more often, it's not.
You get so mad when they take your like hotel. Like it's like, ooh, how dare you do that? Like, oof. I love that board. Yeah, I like this board a lot.
Although I do have to say that having those lucky spaces kind of because there's two of them. And it kind of just secures a hotel for you, and...
You gotta love that ice cream truck music.
Oh, yeah, right? Oh. The lucky theme, yeah.
I think you have to bring that up. That just, like, sours my choice even more.
Okay, so for...
What, you don't like ice cream? Oh, sorry, we're getting too off topic, I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh.
Sugary sweet.
For my next one, since we are talking about Mario Party 8... I picked Goomba's Booty Boardwalk.
I like this board because it has booty in the name.
Oh my god.
Sorry, I was gonna.
When I was a kid, I was so immature. I'm like, hee-hee, this board has the word booty.
I had to get the joke out of the way now. So
I was such an immature little kid. Goomba, I was only 9 years old. Oh, actually, I was 10. No, actually, I was 11. Oh crap. Whoops.
And nothing's changed. As you continue.
Girl, you better. Ooh! Calm yourself, Saul. You're reaching territories that no one has ever been able to reach.
I'm sorry.
I think I was 9 when that thing in Mario Party 8 came out.
How old are you, Dario?
38.
What?
Okay, anyway, this board, the reason it sucks, it's boring, it's long, and. I think I mainly hate this board because of that one space near the end where you can just get sent back to start. And that is aggravating enough to make you hate this board and call it one of the worst in the series. Because it sucks.
Jesus, see, that was a really affirmative statement.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, it's a firm statement.
Well, that's because it's a fact. This is not an opinion.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I don't think it's that bad.
I have actually nothing to say. I have nothing to follow up on that.
Hmm.
All right. Dario, second least favorite.
Luigi's Engine Room from Mario Party 1.
Gasp.
Why don't you like it, Dario?
I was like, yeah.
Why?
Well, it's technical, if you know what I mean.
What?
I don't.
I'm sorry. This is one of the few days where I don't follow.
Oh my gosh.
I'm terrible. You mean lots of technology in the engine room? Lots of machinery?
Very bland. And smoky. And it's hard.
And it looks ugly.
Hey. Beauty is only skin deep.
Actually, you know what's ironic? I actually don't hate Engine Room. I actually thought it was one of the better Mario Party 1 boards.
What's the Wario one that nobody likes?
Wario's Battle Canyon. Canyon? No, was it Canyon?
Yes.
Canyon.
Yes, Canyon, yeah.
Who's next? Is it?
Alright.
I'm next.
Oh, okay, gonna go.
Is it all
Bowser's Warped Orbit? That's stupid ass damn state board map. Bowser Wait, board map. I can't stand.
Oh my god.
Well, why?
The reason is it sucks. There's no.
I agree.
A lot of these boards are just like statements.
It sucks.
No, it does suck. Why you does it suck? Imagine if you use a Bowser candy and you try to steal 2 stars from everybody who's on the right path, but they make you go to the left path.
Exactly.
That pisses me off. And then they put you in front of them and then they use their bullet bill. Exactly. I ain't got time for them. Foolishness and shenanigans on a damn stage. No, I don't have time for it. You cut the cacophony of the foolishness and let it. Just let me kill them. You're not allow me to kill people.
That was a very firm statement, Boo. I like it.
Because I like to kill in the game.
Oh my god, Boo! Okay, in the game. Okay, good. In the game.
Very good.
Yes. And that damn Yoshi, god. Man, it kills me.
You keep doing it.
Stop it.
Boo, you keep bringing this up.
He's the only one. The first one, actually, so far to say he hates Yoshi.
Man, I don't know why he hates Yoshi.
I like Yoshi.
Yoshi. Oh, man,
it's time to move on. Okay. It's time to move on.
Stop cutting off our non sequitur.
Staryu, what is your second least favorite board?
So this is ironic that this board comes from Mario Party 2, my second least favorite board, Mystery Land. Aww. Okay, let's clock T. Okay, why do you keep saying all? See, every time I say this, my least favorite board, you're like,
I like Mystery Land too.
Okay, Mystery Land was a really bad board. You want to know why? Do you want to know why? Sol, you want to know why?
Is it a mystery?
It's not a mystery.
You can only leave on question mark spaces.
Well, that and wait, couldn't you also leave if you approach the bomb, thing in the middle? Yeah, so you could leave that way too. But basically, the board is just split into like 4 different islands, just like Wario's Battle Canyon, and it's just so annoying. I don't like this style of play. It's aggravating. It's annoying. I don't like being trapped on the same island, because I remember there was a couple times when I was younger where I would just get trapped on one island and never leave. Well, of course, I would leave, like, maybe once or twice, but that was it. And it was towards the end of the game. It's so aggravating. The only thing I like about this board is that you can make someone, like, be poisoned, like, you know, to only roll 1 to 3 on their dice block. That was the only thing I like about it. Pretty much everything else, nope. I don't like this board.
I did like that they were able to make the skeleton key more useful. Like, you actually want it because you could... Well, actually, are there only 2 entrances with that?
Only 2.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, you gotta also remember, this is Mario Party 2. There are some really good boards in Mario Party 2.
True.
So, for this board to be like this, I'm not gonna accept it. Because Mario Party 2 has some great boards. So, yeah, I don't like it.
Me.
Yes.
Okay. Alright. I actually, this is one that I think it's kind of a petty choice, but I don't like Rocket Road from Mario Party Island Tour, because a lot of the boards from Mario Party Island Tour are just meh. But Rocket Road I don't like simply because you can get that board done. Like, I don't like having something over so quickly and being frustrated when someone just bowls over the competition, because you can get, like, done with those rounds in, like, what, 6 turns, I think? I don't exactly remember, but, like, you could get through Rocket Road really quickly, and, like, 6 turns is... Actually, I think it's much less than that, but I don't like a board like that. And I know... I mean, I guess people share an annoyance with it, but I do definitely strongly dislike it. If it were to be one of those, you know, tests where it says dislike and strongly dislike, I would just... put a giant red X on strongly dislike, and... Because I don't like it. And I like Rosalina, she's in the stage, but... Well... It's a reminder that shit wasn't playable in that game, and just because it was frankly very upsetting. Okay, whatever. Laugh at me all you want.
Rocket Road sucks because
you're right. Rocket Road sucks.
I hate rolling the damn 0 when I use all them damn rocket boosters.
That too,
I know, right?
That too.
I couldn't be there.
Then their computer does it and roll 24.
I couldn't be there, Boo, when you rolled a 0, because I would be laughing so hard.
I had my friend 3DS, so I couldn't throw it. I just turned the game off.
Oh my god, if you bought your own 3DS, you would throw it?
Yes.
Oh my god.
That's why you need a 2DS. Those things look indestructible.
I did it to the Game Boy Advance. The white one. I threw it.
Why?
I was playing, what game I was playing, I think it was Yoshi's Island on Game Boy Advance.
Yeah.
I missed the flower and I fell into the lava. I got mad, threw the thing and called it a day.
Did it break?
No. Not after the first throw. Sad.
The first throw? Oh my god.
Of course, nevermore.
Oh yeah. My god.
There's that's a lot crazy. More. That thing was durable. Child, these game systems back then are durable. They could. that Game Boy Color, too. They could withstand throws.
Oh, my God.
That was money well spent.
Yeah, true.
Oh, my gosh. It's anyway. True. So, Saul just went. That means me. Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, I thought... I almost skipped over you as the... Sorry.
Oh, no. This is the correct order.
The number one choice. What's your number one choice?
Number one choice, and this is the definitive answer. The worst Mario Party board in the history of the Mario Party series is Undersea Dream, because it is the most boring board on the planet. Nothing happens. It's so slow. People literally fall asleep during this board. I think the characters literally walk slower in this board.
They do. They walk slower.
Wait, can you repeat the stage, please?
Undersea Dream.
Undersea Dream.
Oh my god, you fall asleep.
You have insomnia? You just play that board and you won't have insomnia anymore.
Exactly. Having trouble sleeping? Just boot up Undersea Dream. No problem.
Get a pillow or play in your bed and just, you'll fall asleep.
That's a good medication.
I think you gotta watch out about wetting your bed, though.
True.
Yes, this board really does suck, though. I mean, I don't even want to say it looks nice. It's so bland and nothing happens. There's nothing to it. There's no personality to it. It's boring. I mean,
it has no pizzazz.
And here's the worst part. It had no chance to begin with, but this is a shame to Deep Blooper C. Like, that's like one of the greatest boards, and then you have this abomination.
Trash.
Yes,
abomination. Yes,
it's very, very disappointing.
Yeah, I mean, if you played Mario Party 3, Deep Blooper C, and then you played this, trust me, there'd be no comparison.
No comparison, because
you'd fall asleep with that, and with Deep Blooper C, you want to play again. You want to play again after that, and you know, yeah.
Yes,
Deep Blooper C is so much better than Undersea Dream. Mm-hmm. Undersea Dream is an abomination to all sea board maps and board games of all sorts.
Even better than Whimsical, or it's even worse than, I guess, what's the name?
I like Whimsical Waters from Mario Party 10. I like that one. That one's good.
I'm okay with it. I can't think of, like, what's the next
Blooper
worst?
Beach, maybe? I don't know. Blooper Beach is better than this.
Yeah, even Blooper Beach is more entertaining than Undersea Dream.
Well, yeah, I was thinking of what's the next worst one after...
Do we have any more?
Undersea Dream? I would say it's Deep Blooper Sea. Wow, Deep Blooper Sea. Nice, Blooper Beach. Oh my gosh. Oh, my words.
The difference is it's Deep Blooper, not Blooper.
I got it.
Oh, okay, yeah. You better get it.
Thanks.
Yeah, so that's my least favorite. Dario, what is your least favorite ever?
Well, the desert stage in Mario Party 7, because when you got the star...
Pyramid Park.
When you're almost at the treasure chest or something, and then someone steals your star.
But I like it so much.
Wait, Pyramid Park or Neon Heights?
Pyramid Park.
Yeah, Pyramid Park.
Pyramid Park with the chain chomps?
Yes.
Oh.
Really annoying.
Orf, orf. Orf, orf.
I'm trying to remember what... I guess the layout was just so weird for that one and the chain chomps, because Snowflake Lake is one of my favorite boards.
Yeah.
Pyramid Park kind of... I don't know what they did wrong with it, but it was definitely a lesser of the two. Dark Boo.
Star Dark Boo. Ooh, Star Dark Boo, you have a new name. It's Star Dark Boo.
Dark Boo.
My last one was going to be Pirate Dream, but...
Boy, I thought you had seven.
Everyone took the Mario part. Bowser Nightmare...
Bowser Nightmare is
like... it's not that much for me. Future Dream, it just sucks overall.
Yeah, that's my number one. Spoiler alert.
And, no, because it took Pirate Dream already. So let me randomly create one. Let's spin the wheel of randomness. Spin.
You actually spin?
Yes, we have to spin the wheel.
Wheel of randomness, please. You are picking. He knows how to spin wheels.
Chance time.
Wheel of Fortune. He knows exactly what to pick. He knows exactly what not to pick.
Stop being shady.
It's not. It's truth.
Hey, at least Boo's not like some people who say that when they do chance time, they say they can do it with their eyes shut, like certain people.
Silence.
I landed on Mario Party 10. No, 9. Oh, no, this is 9. Bowser Station.
Wait, do you literally have a wheel?
What?
No, I can't
see. I'm like so confused. You know, but I was actually not the wheel stuff, but like, what is Boo talking about?
Bowser Station, I can't stand it. Everything is random.
Aww, I kind of like it. No, actually, I don't like it completely because of the Bowser Jr. minigame, which sucks.
Yes.
So much sucking. It just sucks.
It kissed me mad. I don't love it. I don't like it. We are in a love-hate relationship as of now. Cause it can go straight to hell. I don't like that damn stage. It pisses me off that every damn thing happens on that stage. I lose because of every little captain event that's on the damn stage.
Did you lose to your mom on this board?
Yes, I have. And I won every single mini game. That bingo, what's his name, huh? Ho, I ain't got time for your bingo, huh, Nick?
The love bingo, bingo.
Because my thing was, she got 18 minutes. No, what? It was three. No, it was 1, 2, 3. That's 12. She got 15 mini stars. Then after, the racing game. The racing game. She was the only one to get this. She got 10 mini stars. Yes, yes. Shine a day, holiday, never shave. Then after, towards the end, I lose half of mini stars.
From what?
Then Bowser space.
Oh.
Then after she lost half a mini star, so I'm sitting there happy, rejoicing, lift every voice and sing.
Praising all the guys.
Yes, praising
as
all
you would
of
say.
Them. Isla, Shiva, and Ganesha, and all of them.
okay.
Oh dear God.
And then after she landed on Bowser again, half mini stars, he gave her plus half mini stars. I don't know, you know, but this is the bullshit that I didn't come here for.
Oh my God.
It got me so mad, I don't like it. Go to hell. That's why I don't play Mario Party 9. I don't play Mario Party 9 for a reason. And that's my reason. Jackpot, it was... that's right. The word.
Staryu.
Me?
You.
Okay. My least favorite Mario Party board of all time. So this means of all time, of all the boards, all of them. So, my least favorite is Bowser's Magma Mountain... From Mario Party 1, the first original. Yes, the original, yes. Okay, this board gives me all sorts of fever. I hate it. I don't like it. It's trash. Anyone who likes this board is trash. No, just kidding.
If you can't
mostly.
Eat,
but really.
But,
stay out of the kitchen.
But really. This board is just made so horribly. Like, sometimes Bowser will make all the blue spaces turn to red spaces, which is stupid. Then he'll make you go down this certain pathway where if you get a star, you know, you're blessed, hallelujah. But if you get the Bowser block, you have to go down, you have to take the long way. Or, if you, there's this certain part of the board, the top of the mountain, the very top of the mountain. You actually have a chance of losing a star if you get the Bowser block. If you don't get that star block, you will lose a star, and it is bullcrap. I can't stand it. I really don't like this board. This whole board is based on losing coins. It's all about losing coins and luck. And those two things don't mix well with Spider Staryu. So you don't mix losing coins plus losing coins plus freaking luck plus spider study. That doesn't go together.
The equation does not work out properly.
Yes. All right, you're gonna have to have like someone like Dark Boo give you the answer because it's really complex and mostly you're gonna be pissed trying to figure it out. But no,
undefined.
Undefined. Yeah. This board is just really horrible, and I hate it with all my heart. I don't just hate it with all my heart. I hate it with all Dark Boo's heart, Super Zambesi's heart, Soul's heart, and Dario's heart. I take their hearts, and I hate it collectively. I take their hearts, and we all hate the board collectively, even if they don't really personally hate it. But, yes.
Only whatever is left of my heart. There's not much left.
Well, yeah, true. But anyway, I don't like this board.
Gasp.
If it wasn't obvious enough.
Blasphemer, you do not go against the original of the Mario Party games, the clear best.
Oh, please, no, let's clock some damn tea right here. Okay, let's clock some damn tea. Okay, Mario Party 1 is great, but there's a lot of luck crap in it, so I get mad really easily with Mario Party 1.
Blasphemer.
Yes. Next. Yes, so you better have the best answer here because you are the final
one. I already spoiled it. I said it's Future Dream. And my number one was actually with Staryu's choice, Magma Mountain, but he already took it. But so is Future Dream. I chose Future Dream. Future Dream, now it's kind of lackluster because it kind of speaks for itself. It's annoying. It kind of has a similar mechanic to like Battle Canyon and what was it? Treasure? What was it called? Treasure something from Mario Party 2? This one is Staryu's choice. Oh, Mystery. Mystery Land. Gosh, why did I always do so badly with board names today? Mystery Land. Yes, that one. It kind of has a similar mechanic to that, but the teleportation thing is kind of frustrating because every single time I land on it, I always not want to land on it, and then I just look at myself, question why I'm playing the game, and then... Because I like Mario Party 5 because it was one of the first I played, and that's pretty much the only reason why I like it. It's just for nostalgia's sake, but I do not like Future Dream. And it's almost as bad as Undersea Dream, but since everyone already kind of took the really, really bad boards, I'm stuck with, like, just one that's plain bad. It's not, and it looks ugly, too. It looks horrible. I do not like it.
You know what?
I feel like it smells like...
Yeah, some future it is.
I feel like you smell it, and it smells like eraser shavings.
I think there is a common theme here. A lot of the, at least for me, a lot of the boards I don't like are... They have, like, floating islands, or they have island sections, and that I usually don't like those too much. Ironically, none of them are on my list, but I've noticed, like, Battle Canyon, like, I understand Mystery Land is not the best Mario Party 2 board.
Clearly.
A lot of the Mario Party 5 boards are island-based. A lot of them, I'm not really sure.
Almost all of
Rainbow.
Them.
Almost all of them.
I think, Sweet Dream and Undersea Dream are exceptions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's just something I noticed. Any final thoughts on the worst boards of Mario Party?
Mario Party is a horrible series, and I wish it got canceled. Yes. I hope Mario Party 10 is the last Mario Party. So, yes, no more Mario Party. Goodbye, Mario Party. See you later.
What?
Let's embrace Wii Party, because Wii Party is actually the true Mario Party, true best party of all.
You ironically said that on Mario Party Legacy.
I know.
If there was a Super Zambesi board, it'd be number one for all of us.
Oh, and your
favorite as the best board?
Yes.
As number one or worst.
As but yours already, one. Your board already takes that spot. We can't.
Ezzy, I don't have a board. Ezzy, it doesn't work like that. You can't take my joke. Ugh.
Oh my god, we just walked away. Oh my god, Soul, come back.
No,
Soul, come back. Soul, come back. I'll go get him.
His ears have not developed. He can't hear yet. I'm sorry. Yes, so those were the worst Mario Party boards, in our opinion. Please feel free to share your own worst three boards in the comments and wherever else on YouTube, your place of choice. Now we're going to move into community and news. First up, Shovel Knight Amiibo.
Yay! Yay!
Okay, calm down, take a breather. Okay.
For those of you who don't know, Shovel Knight and I have a torrid love affair.
Ew.
Oh my god, you're like freaking five and you have a love affair already? Damn.
I was talking... No, I love Shovel Knight because Shovel Knight, I was there when, like, I've seen them work out parts of the stuff, like, live. Like, one of the bosses, I know pretty much everything they came up with was due to people, like, the fan creation, how the boss fight works out. I saw that game being built. And so, it holds a special place in my heart, and I tried to get everyone hooked on it. And I know Boo really likes the game now, too, but I love the game. And it's a big deal for Shovel Knight Amiibo, because Shovel Knight's kinda third party. It's an indie game. And basically, Nintendo's just giving them the rights to use the Amiibo name, and it's just, like, they have to deal with everything else. Like, I know they had to make the model, they have to deal with shipping and stuff like that, but I do very much like Shovel Knight, so I want the Amiibo, and I'm going to get it. Like, that's a no-brainer. I do want a Shovel Knight Amiibo. I want it to be injected into my face, like silicone.
Whoa. Oh my god. You keep saying ew.
I look like Madonna.
Cause someone you say ew to?
Yeah, that's not fair. Beauty is only skin deep.
I mean, Saul is the most beautiful person on the podcast, to be fair.
I know.
Oh, he my is. God. Yeah, actually, Saul was entered, like, I don't know if you know about this, Dario, but, like, we were all talking about it the other day. Like, Saul was, like, in a modeling competition, and he got, like, Damn. Second place. And there was only one person beat, because they kind of cheated in the competition. But Saul really was, like, slaying the scene, and he was doing everything he had to do. And, you know, he was getting, like, you know, top scores, like, yeah. You know, 10, 9.
I know. I like, was, you know, so how close to winning the title of Miss North Carolina.
This person,
I was this close.
Yeah, this person, you know, how they cheat. Well, a lot of their body parts were artificial. Let's just say that. So that's how they were looking so beautiful. But actually, Sol's the most beautiful.
They had more plastic surgery? In them than a milk jug factory.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, Dario. You're on the right track.
They had more plastic inside of them than a milk jug
factory. Oh my gosh.
The end. Yes. Don't even talk about Shovel Knight Amiibo.
Shovel Knight Amiibo.
Is anyone gonna get it besides me?
I am, yes.
Yay!
Yes!
I don't buy Amiibo.
Yes, know. You do. You have one.
If they don't run out in less than 5
Once
seconds.
Once again, I don't buy Amiibos.
Shovel Knight is my
game. Not even Zelda?
No.
Not even Zero Suit Samus?
No.
Not even Kirby?
No, hell no!
Oh my god!
I can't find a Kirby.
Damn, Kirby!
I need a Kirby, I mean.
Oh, Kirby's so cute though!
No, he's not! He's a pain in my ass!
Oh my gosh.
Well, I guess.
Strong language, Boo. That is so unlike you.
Oh my
so
goodness.
Uncouth.
Anyway, oh my goodness. Moving on to news and community, we also have news on Pokken Tournament. I just don't know what that news is. Who's been following
this? It's on
this?
Wii U. It's coming to Wii U this spring, and they're adding Pikachu Libre, which makes no sense, because everyone kind of thought Hawlucha was going to be in the game anyway, and yeah. Hawlucha is literally the same thing. In fact, they share a signature move, being Flying Press, and everyone's kind of disappointed, and I am too, because Pikachu Libre doesn't matter, and I really like the Pokemon Hawlucha anyway, so I'm disappointed.
Where does
I kind of wanted Staryu to be playable, but, like,
I think a lot of Pokemon actually do make sense to be in that game, and it seems very likely there is going to be more. Maybe coming through updates, or maybe coming with the original launch of the game, who knows. But it seems very likely that there are going to be more besides Pikachu, Nacho Libre, so.
How many are there? Confirmed, I guess.
Maybe 11?
Do you know which ones, who they are?
Gardevoir, Gallade, or not Gallade, Gengar, Blaziken.
Ooh, Gengar.
Who else? Pikachu, Suicune, ew. Machamp, Lucario.
Ew. Oh, okay.
Weavile, and I think there's, like, a grass type?
There is?
I don't know all of them. That was literally coming off the top of my head, but, Blaziken, yeah. Gardevoir, which is an interesting fighter. I've seen him play. Oh, Charizard is another one, and that's it. I was just missing Charizard.
It's not
it was
a lot.
Yeah, but it seems like there's going to be more. Like, it seems very likely.
Please let there be more, please.
I hope so.
I want Gallade. Gallade's, like, a really my favorite Pokemon, and it makes sense.
Who is that?
If Gallade's the other evolution with Gardevoir.
Curlia evolves into Gallade.
Yeah, it had a mega evolution.
Okay, moving on, because, okay.
But one thing I gotta say this. Okay, if Staryu or Starmie is playable in this game, I think I'm gonna, when I go on this podcast and it's announced, I think I'm gonna scream for at least like 20 seconds, and you could hold
Gross.
Me to that.
Oh, very good.
No, no, don't hold me to it.
Wait, let's name, I know Boo, you have nothing to say, Boo kinda does. Ezzy, do you have any Pokemon that you would wish to be in the game?
Roserade.
Hariyama.
Oh, I do like Roserade. I love Roserade. I know, jokes, yeah.
I love Roserade.
I love Roserade, that'd be a cool Pokemon. It'd be a cool grass type, too.
What's the name?
Yeah,
it's ooh,
subscribe to us.
And you Mankey? Primate? Is that what you're saying? Monkey?
Describe it to us. What's it
look
like?
That was just me thinking that, making the noise.
Ooh, ah, would be a great Pokemon.
I was thinking of the sword one from Generation 6. The final evolution.
Aegislash.
Yes.
That'd be a cool one, too.
Not ooh,
but
like a monkey.
Aegislash. Boo, do you have a Pokemon you would want to be in this fighting game? I know you don't know all the ones, but
no.
Of the ones you know.
No, I don't.
None?
None.
Jigglypuff.
I don't care for this game.
Lucario.
Okay. Lucario's in the game. He was the first one announced with the game. SZ, oh my god. Pay attention, SZ.
Who else? What about some legendaries? What other legendaries?
Suicune's in the game. It's just Suicune. I feel like Mewtwo's gonna be in the game because everyone loves Mewtwo and I don't get it. Mushu.
Simisage would be cool.
I don't think they do it.
Aww. But they can do it so easily.
I like Gallade, and I've been becoming a really big fan of like some obscure Pokemon because I've been replaying games, and I kind of want Mawile to be in the game because I know Mawile's not all that obscure because of Mega Mawile, but just normal Mawile I think would be an interesting fighter because she'd fight backwards because that's where her jaw is.
Ooh, Sunflora.
Oh,
Sunflora. Who remembers Sunflora?
I do.
I forgot that.
His pitch was a little higher, but.
Sunflora.
His pitch was a little higher, but I remember Sunflora.
Oh my god!
Oh, cheap shots. I love him so much.
Klefki.
Psyduck.
That would be the best Pokemon ever. He'd be really overpowered, though.
So
all those keys, like, jingling around.
Like whips?
Where's my keys? I want to jingle them.
Is Psyduck a fighter?
No. Psyduck? Why would
you
Psyduck
want Psyduck?
Be-
what?
Psyduck, yeah, he's badass.
Blast.
Oh my god.
Blast.
Psyduck.
Bammer.
No, I want
not
Magikarp.
Even Golduck. He wants. Oh.
Goldeen. Mm-hmm.
Goldeen.
No, Sea King. Sea King.
Ew, gross.
Ooh, Jinx. Yes, Jinx. Yes.
Mr. Mime?
Ugh, there's so many possibilities with this game.
I like Mr.
I
Mime.
I hope they add more. I'll just say that. I just hope they add a lot more Pokemon.
Yes. Moving on. Splatfest.
I haven't done Splatfest yet, and everyone's a Decepticon except for me in this chat.
Okay, thanks for ruining it.
Yeah, I'm not even gonna, because I don't want to hear everyone go, I'm a Decepticon.
I'm a Decepticon.
I'm an Autobot.
I'm an Autobot.
I'm all alone, and even in my family, I'm all alone. So,
Dario, why are you an Autobot?
Yay, Dario's my friend. See, this is, we're cool.
Oh, Dario, did you not get the memo?
Shut up!
What?
No, it was a joke.
It was a joke. Oh my god.
Dude, Boo, are you an Autobot? Boo, are you an Autobot or Decepticon?
He's a Decepticon.
Yes, Slay Boo!
Yes.
Which are you? Which are you guys? I'm like Starscream. Which are you, Boo?
I don't know.
I don't like Transformers. I don't even like Transformers. They're lame.
Are you Thundercracker? Are you Megatron? Like, what are you? Are you Soundwave?
Wait. There's
what?
Thundercracker?
Thundercracker.
That's the dumbest name.
Right? That's a Decepticon? Thundercracker?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm asking you.
Yeah, he is. I think. Yeah,
that's
he is.
That's disgusting.
Oh, but anyway, which are you guys going to be? Are you guys going to be an Autobot, a Decepticon? Like, you know, tell us in the comments.
I am an Autobot.
Who was that?
Me. That was attractive.
Dario, do it again.
I am an Autobot. Oh my God.
That was very attractive.
How do you do that?
It's all in the throat.
It's the same way he does like this.
Oh my God.
I do this.
I do a lot of impressions.
Do it. Do your best impression.
Really? Oh, here's you Mike Bowser from Super too. Mario 64.
Wait, so does anyone know what the maps are for Splatfest?
Does anyone care? No.
Flounder Heights.
Flounder Heights, yay.
Some belly whatever crap, I forgot.
Black Belly Skate Park.
And then I forgot the other one, I think it's Urchin something.
I want to see Flounder Heights at night. Oh, I'm so excited. Yay.
Oh, I played the one. I do want to see it.
That's why I wanted to care, because Splatfest has these cool things where they turn all the they turn the boards they've selected for Splatfest to nighttime, and they always look really cool. Like, Moray Towers is gorgeous.
Oh, now I have to play. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Oh, SZ, we should play together.
That's the thing, we can't. That's
That's so dumb. We can't play together.
Anyway. I wish they would add amiibo costumes in Splatoon.
I saw there was a concept on Reddit. Someone was making a concept for like amiibo costumes, and a lot of them were really nice. So that was I think they should do weapons maybe for like ones that don't really make sense as costumes. Like I couldn't see them doing a Meta Knight costume, but they could do some roller with a sword. Okay.
Last thing on our news and community, Staryu has an update on NPI.
Yes. Mario Party Interactive 5, aka NPI 5, is up and it's going on right now, so you can go follow it on the form. Yes, MarioPartyLegacy.com/form. Go on the form, go into Activity Central, and there are three boards going on currently. We have Misty Rainforest. We have Neon Crescendo.
That's
which
my name.
Soul thought of that name, so you gotta give Soul props. He thought of it. And also, we have, what do we have? Oh, yeah, Vivid Vicinity, which Dark Boo is on. So make sure you follow all three of the boards and, go root for your favorite. Go root for Dark Boo. Be like, yes, Boo, yes, please win. And,
Don't root for anyone. Don't be biased.
Okay, great, awesome. Now we're going to do What Have You Been Doing, and I think, Dario, since you are our guest, we would love to hear what you've been up to recently, what you're working on, what you're playing, all that good stuff.
Yeah, because if you go first, we can get you out quicker.
Well, my team, it's been sluggish kind of because of model work, but who's familiar with Rustmarch 2?
What language is that?
No one here.
No, he's a YouTuber. He put Waluigi in Super Mario 64 DS.
I think I have seen... I've seen that.
Yeah, he's working with me on two new characters. Both are YouTubers. Kobanamani 456.
Mm-hmm.
He's taken his Mega Man form. And Sully Pones.
Wait, and so where are they putting this?
In Smash Ultra.
Oh, yeah, can you explain what Smash Ultra is? Because I don't know
because everyone... Because we're white trash.
It's totally different. People keep asking if it's Brawl Minus for some reason. And then others are asking if it's Project M. It's a totally different thing where it's... Each character has their own overpowered ability. Some are stronger than... or they have an attack that is an instant KO, they're faster, or they have higher defense, so they can't get knocked out too easily by an attack that will usually just instant KO.
So what are some examples?
Yeah.
Say you had Donkey Kong, he has that arm swing. I made that so every time he swings, it multiplies that by 5. So by the time you have about 9 swings, I think it's enough to instant KO. Now, say I have a character who has high defense. They'll have to go through 2 hits to get knocked out.
Okay. Very interesting. Where can people learn more about this or see more about this? I know you have some trailers up.
Yeah, I have trailers. I'm also working on the music for the game.
Wow, so you're a man of very many talents. Meanwhile, I have none of those talents. And this is from rooted in Brawl, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty much supporting a lot of guest people. I put in Game Grumps.
Wow. So, first of all, you're getting all these shout-outs from these people, so good for you. Second of all...
Yeah.
When are you gonna add me? Because, you know, I put in my request a while ago, and... I honestly think you should be adding me because I am the best out there. I don't even care about Cobanner Monkey 56.
You better read, bitch!
Oh my god. Well, you can actually... Wait, where are you adding Soul to?
He's adding me to Super Smash Ultra, Smash Ultra because I am the best.
You don't have a profile pic or a fan character, so I don't know about that.
Well, pretty much all you have to do is, like, edit, like, Yoshi and just put Piece of Trash on.
You know! Yoshi's
I'm sorry, that was me,
I don't use Yoshi that much anymore.
I just would, like, edit the text, Piece of Trash.
I'm, like, literally, like, turning my head around, like, for your information.
I'm, like, I'm imagining that right now. I'm literally imagining that. With, like a character that just says Piece of Trash.
Wait, what's Yoshi's overpowered ability? Because now I want to play it and beat Staryu.
Well, the slot's already taken.
That's fine, but what's his overpowered ability, Yoshi's?
He's fast.
Me.
And he's a little power.
Me! Okay, time to go beat Staryu.
Oh, please, I can beat you in any game of the week.
Except for Splatoon.
Except for everything in the world.
Oh.
I don't mind giving you guys an early download for the game.
Gasp. Ooh. What?
What? Really?
Oh my gosh.
Lost level
Even though
bonus.
I'm not done with it, I don't mind.
Are you bribing us? Because if you are,
I'm not bribing anyone. I'm just giving.
I know.
Giving.
I was being cheeky.
Soul's a very cheeky person, if you haven't noticed.
I am sarcastic.
Okay, well, that's really cool. I heard that you've been traveling. Is that correct?
Yeah. A lot. I went to Georgia in July, and then I went to Florida in August, and then I came back to North Carolina. And then went to a...
You live in North Carolina?
Wait. Oh my gosh, you live in North Carolina
too? Oh, not this again?
This literally happened last week. Oh my god. We'll discuss that later, and then if I freak out, I'll probably put it in the comments.
Oh my god!
That's so. I swear, if he lives by me, I'm gonna get really upset because, and like upset in a good way, because last week was legendary for me. I honestly could not get over it. So,
yeah, Soul's just making connections with all our guests. He made a connection with Impidude. Now he's making a connection.
Which was weird. That was because I've known Impidude for a while. So. For something I knew he lived in whatever it's pretty much a repeat.
This is so ridiculous.
So
either
sorry.
You're from New York or you're from North Carolina, and then you have me like
I'm from Jersey. I'm from Jersey.
I'm from New York. For your information, SC.
I'm from Jersey, and I moved to North Carolina. But both are important to me. Thank you very much.
I did go to New York a few years ago.
Ooh.
See?
Yeah, Nintendo New York. World Store is kind of cool.
Yeah, oh my god. Actually, I'm not really close, so that's maybe a lie if I said that, but I can actually get there pretty easily through the subway. And oh my god, fresh. The Nintendo World Store is the boss.
I've never been there before.
Boy, we're gonna be taking you. We're taking you.
I live on Long Island, not like next to the city.
Oh.
Lose a bit of ways.
I really saw a lot of weird people at the subway. There was a guy who was wearing a green wig and a dress.
Dario,
was
that was
me?
Soul! No, just kidding.
Was
that was...
I probably...
It was way before I got into YouTube.
I've been known to scrounge around the subways in a green wig and a green dress.
That was very good.
Thanks.
We were both thinking it too.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
Oh,
that was good. I like that. That was
good.
Yes,
it was. Okay. Well, thank you for sharing, Dario. Is there anything else you want to get into? No, okay. Okay, I want to go next, but I don't know. Dark Boo, do you want to go next? Because I know what I'm talking about.
Do you have some tea?
Go! Oh, no. Oh, okay, wait, let me get a paper towel, because I know the tea's about to be spilled.
Last week get a mop. Was also legendary.
Oh, my gosh.
Last week was legendary for my freakout and SZ and Boo drama. So is there more? Is there
yes,
follow-up?
For a quick refresher, basically, I played with Dark Boo for 5 hours, Smash Brothers, straight 5 hours.
Five!
And he kept beating me. He kept beating me, and I couldn't take it. I said, I'm done. I can't play with you anymore, at least for the time being. So
five
I held
hours.
Off for... Yes, so after playing for 5 hours straight, I said, I can't play with you anymore. I need some time. And I lasted about 5 days, and then we had a rematch. And the rematches went... Okay, I think I won one out of, like, five. But then we kept playing throughout the days, and... During my 5-day absence, I started to play as Kirby.
Yay! Oh, and this is why.
Hi,
Kirby.
Slay!
And I am able to play with Kirby decently.
Hello.
And I was able to beat Dark Boo Zelda 2 stock. I was so happy. I can't.
Wow.
I could never beat his Zelda. Never. And then that happened.
Me and SZ must have similar play styles, because we play a lot of similar characters.
Oh, we do.
Oh, you two stock Dark Boo?
And that silence means...
Don't worry, I three stocked them.
Okay, I three stocked you as well, but we won't get into that.
Oh, so
I was Olimar, what you expected?
Getting mad at me, bro.
Olimar, yeah, I want Olimar too. I want all the amiibo.
Don't let me forget to mention this, because after, I think, I don't remember who we played as, but we kept playing, and there was another match, and I beat Dark Boo again, and he picked up on what I did. He said he's not going to play with me for a long time. Until school starts, which is like in 2 weeks, and then less than 24 hours later, we were already playing. But then he came and beat me, so it was actually 8-5. He won 8 times, I won 5 times.
What color Kirby do you play as?
Recently, just pink.
A fucking stupid ass Kirby, I can't stand.
Boo.
He pisses
Kirby,
me off!
Kirby. Not your husband and wife.
Kirby attacks
it's
so damn
green.
Quick!
Green.
If Kirby makes a mistake, he can recover from it. He can rebound and hit you again. And I hate that.
Yeah, and I hate Zelda because she's so freaking powerful. One little hit. Oh, 30 damage. Perfect. Mm-hmm.
Because she's got those kicks.
Oh, you have 56%? Sure. Out.
Okay. At least I got you out. I got SZ out with 41%. I don't know how. I forgot. Who did I get you out with 40? You had 41%. Who did I get you out with?
I want to say Zelda, but I'm not sure.
Oh, I don't believe it was Zelda. Was it Ike?
No, because that would actually make sense, I think.
I find Zelda's animations awkward in Smash Bros.
I'm not a Smash Bros. Player. I like playing it, but this...
Mario Kart! Not talk about Mario Kart!
Oh my gosh.
Mario
Kart. You mean when
Mario
I slammed you with the start?
No, I mean when I had to get first place and you had to get less than fourth place for me to beat you, and I managed to let that happen.
I think we talked about that last week.
What about the next one?
Oh god. How bad did it get?
I don't remember.
Do
I don't know.
What about Wheel of Fortune? What about Wheel of Fortune when you land on bankrupt twice?
Oh my god!
So let me tell you something. Recently, we have been extremely vicious when we play. Before, it was like just very calm. It was pretty decent. Now it's like, F you,
every
you effing. Burr, 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 burr.
Why does that? That's not coming from you.
It's
so
not.
It's coming from Etsy. He just don't pronounce the word.
Oh. Yeah, that's what he says.
Do you think he says it in his mind?
No, he said effing.
He goes, beep, beep, beep.
I just say all that stuff when people lag and they're spamming all their moves.
That's me. I do that when it's lagging because then I freak out.
Yeah, and I hate the down throw that Zero Suit Samus has if someone spams it.
Bam, 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 bam.
I'm not really good at explaining these things, so, I mean, that's what I've been doing. Dark Boo, if you want to take over and actually explain things like Mario Kart, because I don't really remember. It happened less than 10 hours ago, but I don't... Yeah, I don't really remember.
Because you try to... Oh, my God. SZ, I kept on getting third and second because of SZ. Third and second. And I don't even want to talk about Splatoon, because that was hilarious.
Splat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat- cartoon.
He's not down, awful, Saul. But he's not. Continue, Dark Boo, please.
Wait a second. We both know you can't tell me when to sit down when it comes to Splatoon. Second of all, I was literally about to give you the benefit of the doubt and saying he's not amazing, but he's just not the best. His better game is Smash Bros. But okay, I take that back. Sorry for giving you a little bit of credit, SZ. Sit down, SZ. Continue, Dark Boo.
Well, Splatoon, but that's Smash. I'm gonna get SZ Kirby. I'm sick of his Kirby. I really am. I don't like Kirby anymore because of SZ. It's only his Kirby, and I can't stand his Robin either.
Oh my gosh! Thank you for reminding me.
Oh, there we go.
I was Robin, and Dark Blue was Olimar.
Oh my gosh! Shut up.
And I beat him. And then his excuse was, I was Olimar. And he said, you try being Olimar and I'll be Robin. And watch what happens. And we did that and I won again as Olimar. I suck at Olimar so much.
I suck at both of them. I hate Robin. He's slow. Oh my god, he's just so slow. How are you slower than Ganondorf? How are you slower than Ganondorf? Explain to me.
He's slower than Ganondorf.
Yeah, Robin's really? The slowest character in the game.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, he is really slow.
In the air as well. Robin is just horrid when it comes
to
speed.
You learn something new every day.
Freaking ridiculous, serendipitous bullcrap. As he gaining experience points while I'm just sitting there like a freaking punching bag.
Gaining experience points.
That's why I lackadaisically wanted the 3-stock, and therefore 2-stocks was not making me happy. It was making me even madder. But we had fun. We had fun, although Wheel of Fortune had me laughing, had me in hysterics. I did not cheat on the wheel this time.
Yes, he did. What? He got 5,000 at the very
this
end.
Time? Wait, you cheated before?
I did not cheat on time. The wheel!
He's like, I did it on 5,000. Spin. 5,000.
Hey, and did I'll pick up W.
Okay. 5,000. Oh,
wait. I see, man, you don't bankrupt. I'm dying in laughter. Oh, no. I got the $10,000 prize as well. Yay.
It was ridiculous. Puzzle. 30 blank what? Spaces. R. I know the puzzle. Oh, good. 5,000. Oh, good. Oh, let's just allow you to do the entire puzzle. Don't let anyone else have a turn. Perfect. Oh, it's my turn. Oh, I actually get a couple. Oh, bankrupt. Now it's your turn. Oh, good. You get the puzzle. Good.
Oh, my God. He cheated.
I did not
yes,
cheat.
He did. I don't know. He either hacked the game, programmed the game himself, and released it back then, yeah. And he just knows everything about it. I was joking that he has senpai. It in with the wheel and Vanna, the host. She's slipping him answers somehow. I don't know how, but
oh my god!
Oh,
like putting little he's putting like money behind his back and like slipping it to Vanna.
I think so. I don't. How do you have 30 blank spaces and an R comes up and you know the puzzle?
It said place, and when an R came up, the first thing that came to my head was California. And then,
He got Hermosa Beach, California, and the only letters he needed were R, and he knew the puzzle. Explain that to me, please. Someone explain it.
He's gotten that answer.
That's like Democratic and Pajama Party. Only thing I needed was like, what was it? I think it was one R. It was only the R, and I knew the puzzle from the get-go. They only put two R's. I was like, oh, Democratic and Pajama Party.
Unbelievable.
It's called thinking.
That's called cheating somehow.
No cheating. And that's all that we did.
We also played Smash Brothers with Staryu, and we played with Ida.
Oh, I think I was supposed to play with you.
I didn't get screwed with the items this time, so you got screwed with the items.
It's just so hilarious to me anytime we play with Dark Boo, because, like, I try not to laugh, but, like, sometimes, like, when Dark Boo gets caught in tornadoes.
I remember we were playing Temple, and Dark Boo was trying to recover his Toon Link, and I threw a bat at him, and he went across the screen. He was done.
I was in Dark Boo's house at that time, and Dark Boo's face literally was like, oh no. And like he was gunning for Ezreal.
As soon as I was.
He came back, he was like, that Toon Link just dropped like this and was like going for him.
Oh my gosh, if you blinked, you would have been dead. Dark Toon Link.
But I three stock SZ with Link. I remember that. He hates Link.
I hate Link too.
Link, no offense, but Link is cheap. He is. His smashes have a high amount of knockback.
Yes.
And they lag in between each other, so you can trick someone out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you can stop his side smash short.
I was very happy.
Sol, what have you been doing?
Oh, me oh my. School started. Right. I don't actually have much to say. I have classes. I have an art class that I don't really want, but, like, one of my best friends got in, and we sit next to each other, so, hooray. That's actually, like, really good, especially because she makes me laugh all the time, and I make her laugh all the time, and we still somehow are getting work done. I was really sure I was gonna, like, either get her to fail just because of that, or, like, get us separated, but no, we're good. And then I have a math class where I'm almost guaranteed to fail, like, and that's not a joke, because apparently this teacher last year, I think she's trying to be a better teacher because of it, but apparently last year, nearly all of her students either failed or almost failed their exam. So, I'm kind of stuck because they wouldn't switch my schedule. So, stuck with that. Hooray. But next semester, I got, like, an amazing role of teachers because I got, like, one of the best English teachers. I got, I think, the best civics teacher, even though the class itself is kind of terrible. And then, of course, I got my theater class back, and I love my theater teacher, because I'm the only one who does, like, straight comedy. I'm really good at doing comedy and writing comedy routines and stuff, so I love doing that. I really, really want to do more, so I'm happy for that. What else? I got the Lay's chips. I know that's not a big deal to anyone but me, but I got the West Coast truffle fries and the gyro, or the gyro. Wow, I said it wrong two times. Gyro. It's really good, but I like the West Coast truffle fries, and I'm, like, positive they're gonna win. The gyro's okay. I don't like that they're kettle cooked, because it tastes kind of burned, and I think it's because of both the flavoring and the fact that they're kettle cooked, not just because they're kettle cooked. So they shouldn't have done it. Wow, of course I'm being a chip connoisseur, and I'm, like, literally being absolutely boring right now, because I haven't done much. I know it's a big deal for me, because I've been getting into older games again, I've mentioned this before, but I was playing, micro games from, with the WarioWare game, I was playing it again. First of all, apparently I never beat it, which I'm very upset over, because I literally did it I was on the last Jamie level or something, and I did it the first try, so that was kind of upsetting. I still haven't beaten I almost beat the Wario one. I died on the boss minigame, and I was like, nope, not doing it, because that Wario one is stressful. It is very stressful. It's easier than I remember it. That was much harder, but it was also because I watched a playthrough of it, so I was, like, getting used to the games just by watching. So I guess there's that. A fun game. I'm kind of in the mood to play more WarioWare games now, but I don't have any others. But yeah, I've been really, like, thirsting for a new game to play.
Banjo-Kazooie.
I don't want to play a big one to play, and I would rather play it on a system, because I don't have an N64, and I'm not bootlegging it, because N64 games don't work well on either computer I have. But Well, Super Mario Maker comes out, because I really want to play it. I want to play it so much. I want it. Why don't we have it?
It comes out 9/11, which is kind of weird.
So do a lot of amiibo.
Yeah.
What, Zero Suit Samus, which I need to go get, Bowser Jr. and Dr. Mario.
It's just very odd.
really quick, I bought two new amiibos.
Oh my gosh, which ones?
Rosalina and Dr. Yay! Mario.
Getting Did you get Mario. Them off well, Amazon? Good?
It comes out in September, so I do not have Dr. Mario, and I got them from Target, and I bought, ordered them, so I do not have them.
Oh.
Wait. Oh, so Rosalina wasn't,
being made anymore.
Rosalina, no, they, with the rare amiibos, they are doing a restock, and they're doing another restock coming in, a couple months. They're doing Villager again, Rosalina, Ike, Little Mac, I think King Dedede, and not Pac-Man, because Pac-Man's not that rare.
The only disappointing thing is that I have all the Mario amiibos, and they look fantastic. The Super Mario amiibos, they look awesome, and Mega Man looks awesome. Rosalina has that ugly stick clear thingy.
Yeah. No, I'm okay with that. I don't like her wand. It's too thick.
Oh. Yeah, I guess I'll find out. Dr. Mario looks really good, though.
Dr. Mario, I really want that one. But I want all of the new ones. I want. I don't have Zero Suit Samus. I probably will not be getting it until much later. But I really want Dr. Mario, Bowser Jr., and Olimar. Those three all look very nice.
I need Bowser Jr. and Wario.
I need to go get. I need to go get an Olimar one for Toadette, because if she can't get one, I want her to be able to have one. So I might try to go get her one. But yeah.
Okay.
That's all I've been doing. Sorry, we kind of went to an amiibo chat. Despite school starting up... Oh, no, it doesn't mean anything, but I like mentioning it because I was really excited. One of my best friends from, 8th grade went to a different school. She's leaving, January to move? But somehow, she got redistricted and is going to my school, and she didn't tell anyone, and she was trying to find me the entirety of the first day of school. No, I still had no idea she was here until she walks in the middle of my art class, and I freaked out so badly. I ran up to her and started screaming and hugging her, and I was so upset that she didn't tell me. I wasn't doing it hard, but I was hitting her. I was like, why didn't you tell me? And she's one of my best friends ever. It's not the person who I'm sitting next to, funny enough, but I mean, we've been talking about hanging out again, and we live literally 10 minutes away, but we're both really lazy and don't like scheduling, so... It was a big deal. I know it's not anything major, but I've been having this whole weird reunion and coincidence thing with people lately. So it was just icing on top of the cake, and I will ever replay it inside my head, the time I met Chugga Conroy, which I'm pretty sure I mentioned on the podcast. It's I will forever replay that in my mind and be happy, because it was a really good moment, and I'm so upset she didn't tell me, but honestly, if she didn't, I wouldn't have that moment, so... It's so special to me. I'm just feeling so happy.
Staryu, what have you been doing?
Oh my god, I thought you guys forgot about me. Well, I actually have not been doing much, not as much as Soul, and not as much as the Boo and SC feud that is currently feuding.
Feud is a nice word.
I cannot wait till this rivalry boils over.
Yeah, I know. So what have I been doing? I don't think I've been doing anything, really. Oh my god. Actually, I have been playing Wii Party. I was doing the fashion show, and I slayed the scene, and I got, all the computers were, on Master, because the computers are, just like Mario Party 10. Wii Party U is pretty much just Mario Party 10. But I was slaying the scene, and I got, the most points, and, I think Sol would have been proud of me, because, I took a page out of his book.
I don't like Wii Party.
Oh, but it's Wii Party U, for your information.
I don't like Wii Party. Game and Wario.
Yeah, Game & Wario is boring as hell.
Yeah, but
no
the
shit.
Sketch minigame is one of the best things on the Wii U.
what is that?
No, it isn't.
You can sketch absolutely. Anywhere.
Sketch is awesome. I can sketch. Love it. I always play when people are over.
Other than that, I've just been working on my Pretty Interactive 5 because, I have three games going on, so, it's a lot of work. A lot of work. Because I'm also, one thing I'm also doing is when I do the recap, because, this is on the forum, I have to make sure everyone knows what happened that turn. So when I do the recap, you know, I have images, so, you know, it's easy to understand for everyone. You know, it's not difficult. It's not all these words jumbled up. It's just simple images that will have everyone understanding things really easily and things of that nature. So, you know, I feel like I'm doing a really good job with this game, with these three games. And, you know, also, one thing I have to do is I have to get the mini games up, because I have, like, over 100 mini games for the Smart Party Interactive. Jeez. Lots of mini games. Lots and lots of mini games. So I got to get the mini games page up. But I'm trying to separate it into different parts. Like, you know, we have four-player mini games, 1v3, 2v2, 1-player. We have battle mini games. Then we have rocket mini games. All sorts of mini games. All sorts of mini games. So I got to get that done. I'll do that later, most likely after I edit the podcast. And that's pretty much it. Not much else has been going on. There has been some stuff like my cousin Tyrone, who lives like all the way in Arkansas, he's going to be coming to visit this Monday to Friday, so I'm excited about that. But other than that, not much else has really been going on. Not really much that I feel I need to mention. So yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay, very nice. All right, it is time to end the podcast. You can subscribe to us and rate us on iTunes. You can check out Mario Party Legacy at MarioPartyLegacy.com and The Lost Levels Podcast at thelostlevels.mariopartylegacy.com. My social media, Super Zamzy everywhere, Twitter, Nintendo Network, YouTube, that kind of stuff. Oh, yeah, there was a comment that said people want to hear more about Banjo-Kazooie Returns. I'll talk about it next week because it's already the end of the podcast. Oh. So, yes.
You can follow me through the ends of the earth, across the frozen sea. I am Spider-Star you everywhere. I don't know what the heck that was, but I'll ignore it. You know, I'm the center of attention, so. I am Spider-Star you on YouTube, Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, Nintendo Network, and Google+. All of it is Spider-Star you. So make sure you go follow me. Yes. Yes. Oh my gosh.
How do you do it?
I don't know how, but you know, I have all these social media links and my Facebook has 1,500 likes. So,
yeah.
Yes, I am slaying everyone. I'm doing what I got to do. Also, we have a Tumblr which we still need to, you know, post stuff. You know, you got to start. You know what you got to do? Go to Boo's Twitter, go to Super Zambezi's Twitter, and go to, like, Soul on, like, Tumblr, and, like, you gotta tell them, go post on the Tumblr more, because they have not been doing it. Our Tumblr is thelostlevelspodcast.tumblr.com.
Ay, 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 okay. Throw me under the bus. I am Greninja on Tumblr, so you can shout at me through there. And I am lapisyourpants.tumblr.com for Steven Universe stuff. Which hopefully is coming back next week, so maybe it'll be, again, really active, because I've been in a rut with, you know, there's not even much content, because, again, people are kind of getting bored. And what else? I'm missing, C-O-M-P-E-T-E for Miiverse, because I am there, and you can find me there, and maybe, after Splatfest is done, I can ink you in the face. Wink.
Pause. And for me, DarkBoo007 on Twitter, Nintendo Network, DarkBoo on YouTube, and good. Oh yeah, that's it. I'm not gonna say anything else.
Yay! No, oh not. Oh my gosh! Wow, it just sounded like I was saying yay to him, not saying anything else. I was doing something, and I just got it.
And Dario, where can we find you?
Oh, if you want to know more about me, you can check out my YouTube, Twitter, Google+. I'm on Karibo64 for anyone who likes hacking games. Brawl Vault.
Wow.
Let's see. The Sunshine Realm. Of course, yeah. Mario Party Legacy. And I just reached 500 subscribers on YouTube last night.
Very nice.
Slay the scene.
More than I can do.
Yeah, so but what's the
username? What's the username, Dario?
Nintega Dario.
What's your exact... Okay, good.
And don't forget to check out Smash Ultra 2, where I will soon be making an appearance in it alongside...
Me.
Let's not get too carried away, okay? I don't just play anyone in that game.
Oh, shade!
I'm more than just anyone, okay? You know what? I have way more credit than Covert Mario and Sully from Monsters, Inc. I am 100%. I'm 100% better than those YouTubers.
Even PK I Sparks?
Yes. Yes. Yes, oh I do. Goodness. I am the best.
Don't say it out loud. They'll send their armies to, like, get you.
Yes, they will. So that means no. We better wrap you it know up.
What? Let's fight. Let's
wrap
go.
It up and put a little bow on top and end this thing.
Meet me in the yard. Come on. Let's go.
Okay. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we will talk to you next week.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Have a good day.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Outro music.